preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can, folks. And surviving with us in England at this must be very late hour for you, Paul, is Paul Fromm. Thank you for staying up in the middle of the night for us. I didn't realize last night that that's what you were doing. I apologize.
Yeah, it's 2 in the morning here.
And the no-go zones in London are all tightly sealed up. Well, folks, we've got a good show for you tonight. A lot of good news. I'll give you a preview here with 3 items that I... And by the way, thank you to our listeners. You know, some of the best stories we come up with are called in by you listeners. I invite you to do that anytime you like. My phone number is 701-317-5317. You can always call me personally. And we got some great stories yesterday and today called in. Here are 3 terrific stories. I don't want to, there are more than we can cover tonight, but here are 3 terrific stories. They are under the headings of Peter Strzok, a traitor. That's story number 1. We don't need immigration from, I'm trying to think of the euphemism, Paul, for the word that our president used today. We don't need immigration from, I'll just use the word pothole countries, only the word starts with S. I'm sure they have plenty of potholes, too. But yeah, we don't need immigration from these potholes starting with an S countries.
And that's such a breakthrough because, if we're ever going to regain control of our borders, and if we're going to stop the replacement of the European primary settler people of Canada and the United States, we have to be more discriminatory. We just can't allow 85% of each year's immigration intake to be from the third world. And this isn't the whole, all we want, but it's at least a start.
Yes. And then the third story tonight, a thank you out to James Woods. Thank you to one of our listeners who alerted me to this story. James Woods said the right thing on Twitter yesterday. And I'll read you the James Woods. Now, James Woods is that rare bird, a patriot in Hollywood. Here's what he says. He says, that's it. If Trump rolls over on DACA, he loses my vote. That is a promise. Okay, that was. Then here's his next tweet on the subject. End DACA completely. Build the wall. Defund sanctuary cities. End chain migration. Enforce voter ID and deport all lawbreakers. Democrats never listened to us when they were in control. Wake up, Republicans. You have the power. Use it, for God's sake. So, very nice from James Woods. And you can be sure that Donald Trump saw that tweet today. And the, let's go to the pothole story. Let me find it here for you. Donald Trump gave an interview. Let's see here. Let's find the pothole story over here. By the way, it's also on the top of the Drudge Report. Immigration S-storm is the way Matt Drudge started out with the actual full word an hour ago. It was the full word. I guess he thought better about it and replaced it with S-storm, immigration S-storm. And Here is the way it's reported here at the Washington Post. The Washington Post broke the story. Now, the Donald Trump, we don't have tape or video of Donald Trump talking about S-hole countries. So how do we get this information? It's thought that Senator Durbin's office, which was in the meeting where Donald Trump described, said we don't need immigration from S-hole countries. Durbin's people were in the meeting, and Durbin leaked the comment. His purpose, now you're going to like this, folks. This is all surmise, but there are several important sources surmising this way. We got it right on this show. We said, we were hoping, of course, I had my fingers crossed, that when Donald Trump held that mahogany table meeting with scum of the earth Democrats, he wasn't caving in on anything. He was doing a brilliant head fake, and the Democrats bought it. Now, Dick Durbin's office is realizing, perhaps, that this was a head fake. They are realizing what we said on this show. Donald Trump knows the Democrats are not going to agree to anything good on immigration. And therefore, there is not going to be any deal with the Democrats. But Donald Trump head faked them into thinking, okay, I'm giving the ball to you. Let's see if you can hit the basket. Here you go. Here's the ball. Can you shoot a shot? He knows they can't. So he's letting them embarrass themselves. Dick Durbin, realizing this, now this is all surmise at this point, this part of it, wanted to scuttle this play by Donald Trump by leaking the S-hole comment about the S-hole countries in order to just basically, you know, end the process. But here's the story. It broke at the Washington Post, obviously a left-wing rag. Trump derides protections for immigrants from, well, it's in the Washington Post. Let's just say it, shithole countries. That's what the Post headline is. President Trump grew frustrated with lawmakers Thursday in the Oval Office when they discussed protecting immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries as part of a bipartisan immigration deal, according to several people briefed on the meeting. That's the Durbin people. Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? Trump said, according to these people, referring to countries mentioned by the lawmakers. Trump then suggested that the United States should instead bring more people from countries such as Norway, whose prime minister he met with Wednesday. The president, yesterday, the president, according to a White House official, let me skip a little bit here. The president singled out Haiti, telling lawmakers that immigrants from that country must be left out of any deal. Why do we need Haitians, Trump said, according to people familiar with the meeting. Take them out.
That is the point. We cannot continue to have large-scale immigration, 85% each year from the third world, for very much longer, or we will be replaced. I mean, it's just the numbers. And Donald Trump may not be coming at it from quite as comprehensive a point of view, but good point. What do you need Haitians for? What are they contributing to the United States? Or El Salvadorians?
And Paul, here's the big story. Here's the story we're laying out for you tonight, folks. Our belief in Donald Trump bears out once again. Donald Trump, when he uses this term, let me tell you, this is the only story out there right now. Michael Wolff just got pushed off the front page. And Donald Trump is saying what all patriots believe. These are, in fact, I'll just use the term pothole because I don't want to use the same word over and over again in the show. These are pothole countries, and we all know it, and everybody knows it, even the Democrats, even sneaky Dianne Feinstein knows it, but nobody will say it. That is how Donald Trump became our president. He said what we thought. It's as simple as that, he's a real American, as our listener from Missouri says, John. Here's continuing the Post. And, of course, consider the source. The Post is being as hostile to Trump as they possibly can be, every word that they write. Lawmakers were taken aback by the comments, according to people familiar with their reactions. I'll skip a little bit here, just fluff. This is important. A White House spokesman defended Trump's position on immigration without directly addressing his remarks. Now, here's the important sentence. White House officials did not dispute the account. So, folks, There you go. Signed, sealed, delivered. Donald Trump actually called these countries exactly what they are, pothole with an S, countries. Here's an official statement from a Trump spokesman that said, certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people. This spokesman said after the Washington Post first reported Trump's remarks, the pothole remarks. And then, so there you have it. Let me go down here with the Post a little further. Now here, the Post starts to dig in. Here they go with their propaganda. Trump's comment, they don't report the news, they try to make the news. Trump's comments Thursday also put further scrutiny on his longstanding tendency to make racially charged comments, including attacks on protesting black athletes. Let's skip down here more. The president's remarks were quickly met with scorn from Democrats and some Republicans. And now here's the important point, and could throw another wrench into bipartisan discussions on immigration. It's exactly what we were talking about, folks. That's a head fake. Which had shown promise in recent days, according to legislators. Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, super communist, said the comments, quote, will shake the confidence that people have in the ongoing immigration policy talks. Exactly. And then Gutierrez said, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate made a proposal. The answer is this racist outburst of the president. How can you take him seriously? I'll tell you how, Luis, real easily. He says what we all think. That is all of us patriotic Americans, not you, Representative Luis Gutierrez. Gutierrez said, the Republicans don't believe in immigration. Oh, my goodness, Paul. It's always been about people of color and keeping them out of this country. Oh, my goodness, what a revelation from Gutierrez. Well, there you go. Let me skip a little here. Let's go to another story here. We got another good one. I want to not miss this one. Trump's critics also said racially incendiary language could damage relationships with foreign allies. Like who? El Salvador? Haiti, Gabon. Is that still a country? Is Gabon a country? I don't know.
Yes, Gabon.
It is.
Yeah, Gabon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now here's what Ann Coulter wrote about this wonderful comment that we're all cheering tonight. Remember, Ann Coulter really, really got serious yesterday with her column in Twitter. But here's what she said. He's trying to win me back, conservative author Ann Coulter, who has called for harsh limits on immigration, wrote on Twitter. So I'm going to go to that. I'll go to Ann Coulter's Twitter in a moment to look at that. And then here's more other people that were in this meeting today said the exchange was salty on all sides, this person said, with the president growing profane and animated while discussing immigrants from other countries. It did not go well, this person said. The scene played out hurriedly this morning. Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin thought they would be meeting with Trump alone and were surprised to find immigration hardliners such as Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, Senator Tom Cotton, good guy, Republican of Arkansas, at the meeting. White House and Capitol aides say Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration official, was concerned there could be a deal proposed that was too liberal and made sure conservative lawmakers were president. Well, there you go. There's the story. You got the good guys, you got the bad guys, and you've got our president not letting us down. Very, very good. Very, very good. Now let's go to a third story here, and that concerns Peter Strzok and Donald Trump. You know, how does he do all this in one day? I thought I had the story the other day when I talked about Donald Trump addressing the National Farm Bureau convention in Nashville, Tennessee. I thought, oh, okay, that's the big story. He flew all the way to Nashville. he addressed a super important big meeting, and they went wild cheering him. I didn't even look any further for another story. After he finished with that meeting, he got back in his plane, flew to the college championship game between Alabama and Georgia, and walked out on the field in front of 100,000 people. And, you know, the to stand and put his hand over his heart for the national anthem. That was just beautiful at that game between the Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, that's just, you know, he just gets in his plane and goes. The man is indefatigable. Let's get the story about Peter Strzok here. I just have to find the right tab here, folks. I've got it coming up for you. Here it is, somewhere nearby. Hang on, folks. Well, I'll give you the substance of it while I'm looking for the actual story. Is that today, Donald Trump sent out, he did an interview with the Wall Street Journal. That's what I'm looking for, the Wall Street Journal. And in the Wall Street Journal story, here it is. Now, you can't read it on the Wall Street Journal. That's why I couldn't find the whole story. The Wall Street Journal is so stupid. You get into their stories and they go, uh-oh, you got to pay for a subscription now. So instead, where you go to Breitbart, where you don't have to pay for a subscription, and Breitbart reports the story beautifully for you. Trump calls FBI agent Peter Strzok treasonous for texting his lover about the insurance policy. President Trump, in an interview on Thursday, that was with the Wall Street Journal, called the senior Federal Bureau of Investigation official who texted his lover about an insurance policy in the case of Trump's election treasonous. Quote, a man, this is our president, a man is tweeting to his lover that if Hillary Clinton loses, we'll essentially do the insurance policy. We'll go to phase two and we'll get this guy out of office, Trump said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. This is the FBI we're talking about. That is treason, Trump added. That is a treasonous act. What he tweeted to his lover is a treasonous act. The official, Peter Strzok, that's spelled S-T-R-Z-O-K, had major roles in the Clinton email investigation and the FBI's initial investigation into Russian meddling and potential Trump campaign collusion, and had been assigned to the subsequent special counsel team until the text messages were discovered. And, of course, Robert Mueller at that point had to remove him. He doesn't get any credit for that. And look at this. Peter Strzok was in everything. By the way, he was in charge of counterintelligence for the FBI. Very high role. He was in charge of the Clinton email scandal. Corrupt. Whitewash. He should go to prison for that. He was in charge of the fake Russia dossier. FISA warrants. Corrupt. A treasonous action. He should go to prison for that. And then Robert Mueller, of course, tapped him to continue his crime spree with Robert Mueller's fake Russia investigation. Let's see. Let's skip down here a little more. The Justice Department Inspector General, who was conducting an investigation into whether there was political bias in the FBI's handling of the Clinton and Russia probes, discovered the text messages Strzok had sent to his lover, an FBI lawyer with whom he was having an extramarital affair. The two, last year, during the 2016 presidential campaign, exchanged thousands, 10,000 folks, of text messages that revealed they supported Clinton and detested Trump and had discussed an insurance policy in the case of his election. It gets worse, folks. There's more. More of those have been released. Only 500 have been read by patriots. There are 9,500 more. Who knows what's in there? But thank goodness, Congressman Devin Nunes of California is playing hardball with his clown Rod Rosenstein of the Justice Department, and we're going to see them all. We'll be right back after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back.
What I hate is...
Thanks for listening in.
Hitting road
blocks. I went over here to Ann Coulter's Twitter account. Great stuff there. I'll share that with you in a moment. But this is wonderful. Donald Trump with the Wall Street Journal calling Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page, traitors. And the and clearly, you know, their crimes. Listen, there's more. There's more that's come out. These two, in their tweets, in their text messages, rather, they talk about stories appearing in major newspapers and magazines that they have leaked. Whoa. These FBI agents have leaked, and they're going, "Hey, did you see this one in the Wall Street Journal?" And then, and one of them, I think Lisa Page, says, "No, I can't get it. It's subscription only." She was blocked by the subscription page, just as I was. So she could read her own leak to the major media. Folks, that's, you go to jail for a long time for that if you're an FBI agent. So, and this is what this is what we're hearing from the former director, assistant director of the FBI, James Carlstrom, when he said there are patriots in the FBI, the rank and file are patriots, and they're going to deal with these traitors at the top, like Peter Strzok. Now, let me, I'm jumping around a little bit here, and but I've got these three stories tonight. James Woods, the pothole countries, and Peter Strzok as a traitor. Now, let's go back. Let's go over here to the pothole country story. Here's Ann Coulter's Twitter account, and she says some great things here. Her latest tweet is 3 hours ago, and she says, okay, yes, Trump shouldn't call them shithole countries. A little respect, a little respect is in order. They are shithole nations.
Yes, sir. Which murders 25,000 of my French ancestors in just before 1800.
Yeah. So, and then her previous tweet 5 hours ago, she said he's trying to win me back. Now, she had earlier she had tweeted, "I think we can call this the lowest day in Trump's presidency." What he did was fulfill every description of him in the Michael Wolff book. Those are very, very harsh words from Ann Coulter. That's really harsh. And I thought, you know, she was overreacting. I think she was misinterpreting that meeting at the mahogany table. I don't think she saw it as the head fake that I saw it as, but I have too much respect for Ann Coulter to, you know, gainsay what she did. And of course, James Woods, he also had a strong reaction. You know, you don't fulfill your campaign promises on immigration. Hey, I'm out of here. I'm not voting for you. That's a promise. That was James Woods. So people like that get the president's attention. And then here's another tweet from, this is Ann Coulter. Let's see. I think it's Ann Coulter speaking. I think she's, you know, that's part of the confusion, Paul, of Twitter, is you don't know who's talking because people are tweeting and retweeting each other. And so you don't know who said, whether it's being a retweet or if somebody is actually saying what they think. And, well, here's one. This is a tweet from Ann Coulter. This is 5 hours ago, and she's quoting herself here. So there you go. It answers that, the quotation marks. It's a column that she wrote in November of 2016. Here's the text. From November of 2016, Ann Coulter wrote, "If Trump betrays voters on immigration, he can have as many rallies as he wants. But Americans will say, been there, done that, you screwed us. He will never escape the stink of broken campaign promises." That's something she wrote back in November of 2016. She retweets it herself 5 hours ago. And so I love what I just heard from Ann Coulter. He's trying to win me back. It means he has won her back. And remember, she's the author of In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, that was released. Oh, my goodness. I don't remember the month it was released, but she rushed it into print. She just missed his announcement of his candidacy when she wrote her book, very dejected about America's possibilities, when she wrote her book, Adios America. In the index, Donald Trump's name doesn't even appear. Donald Trump wasn't even on the horizon for Ann Coulter when she published Adios America, and she meant it. Here you go, Paul. The subtitle is "The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole."
And that's right.
So that seems to be the theme here. Hellhole, pothole, whatever you have it. That's the theme of the action today. And she followed this book with In Trump We Trust. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, we're politically incorrect. Paul Fromm, myself, and all of you out there in our great audience. We've got two callers, Andy in Texas and Alan in South Carolina. We'll get to you gentlemen in just a moment. I was mentioning Ann Coulter's tremendous book, Adios America. And by the way, you can get it on Amazon right now. I hate to pump for Amazon, but just, you know, you can get it for $6.99. It's way marked down. It's a bargain. It's a $25 book. Adios America was published on June 1st, 2015. Donald Trump came down the escalator with Melania 15 days later. Amazing timing to announce that he was a candidate for president of the United States. I did confirm, I just looked in the index, Donald Trump's name is not mentioned in her book. And it opens this way. Chapter 1, The End of America Won't Be Televised. This is goodbye, America. Adios. No further warning will be issued. For 40 years, the people have tried to tell politicians they want less immigration, but the politicians won't listen. Every single elite group in America is aligned against the public, the media, ethnic activists, big campaign donors, Wall Street, multimillionaire farmers, and liberal, quote, churches, unquote. They all want mass immigration from the third world to continue. Both political parties connive to grant illegal alien citizenship and bring in millions more legally, and the media hide the evidence. Their game plan is never allow an honest debate on immigration. On every other important subject, both sides can be heard. The media are against blah, 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 blah. So the book, she starts out, that's the first sentence, folks, the first paragraph. Only in the case of immigration is the public systematically lied to from every major news outlet. The media lie about everything, but immigration constitutes their finest hour of collective lying. And then she goes on in this book, folks, she just nails it. And when she wrote this book and published it on June 1st, she was convinced we were toast. We were looking at Hillary Clinton coming in as our next president, or, you know, just as bad, Jeb Bush. And 15 days later, wow, Donald Trump appears, the answer to her prayers. Let's go to our callers. Andy in Texas, you are on the line, sir. What do you have for us tonight? Come in, Andy.
Hey, I'm here. Hey, I just want to ask, you know, Donald Trump is a great president. I love the fact that he's the president. Thank God he is the president, because we would be in a world of hurt if he wasn't. But I want to ask, what was wrong with him getting to be the president and just throwing the Constitution on his desk and saying, hey, here's our rule book. Here's our rule book. Go to work, fellas. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. And he has done a lot of that. But on, you know, there are some of the things, you know, most of the things that the government does today are not enumerated powers. They are actually, the Constitution excludes the federal government from most of the things that it does today. Donald Trump has to deal with that. There's nothing in the Constitution about that other than the 10th Amendment, which says powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people, respectively. So Donald has to deal with that. The immigration invasion is actually not a complete example of that, because, of course, the Constitution does give the federal government control over who can come into our country, but and the president specifically. But the
Do you have a problem with the fact that we have this UCC code, Uniform Commercial Code, that is, this property tax, we can tell you how long your grass can be. Do you have a problem with this? Do you, if you own your property, there should be no property tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Andy, these are good thoughts on your part. But Donald Trump is, this is a war. We're now in a war. And the he's dealing with raw power. So, I mean, what you saw today, this display where Donald Trump, the remarkable thing about this man, I like John in Missouri who said, we finally elected a real American. The key, there's something more important than the Constitution, Andy, and you'll agree with this. It's us, the people. The Constitution is there for us. The founders wrote in the Declaration and in the Constitution that they were, everything they were doing was to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, not somebody else's, our posterity. That was the whole point, to secure the blessings of liberty with this document. But the important thing is our posterity and ourselves, of course, as well. That's what counts. And that's what Donald Trump is doing, that no president, for sure, including Ronald Reagan, no president in our lifetimes has ever felt that his job was to protect us. And by us, he meant us, the founder settler people of our country. You know, this is absolutely new. Hey. And it's go ahead.
Oh, no. Hey, don't mistake me as being a Donald Trump founder here. I love Donald Trump. Thank God he's the president. If Hillary Clinton was the president, we'd be at war with Iran right now. So, but what I'm saying is that, I mean, we need to get even more local, because some of these UCC codes that they're going by
are putting a lot of people in jail
and stuff and whatnot. He needs to really address this. It has to be addressed.
There's nothing. Yeah, Andy, we have to fill in behind Donald Trump. We have to fill in all the detail. We've got to undo, as Ann Coulter says, 40 years of this crap we have to undo. And that includes at our city level, the state level. We have to do all of these things. And at the city level, let me, by the way, Andy, thank you for your call. We're going to go to Alan here in just a moment. Speaking of the city level, I think it's Ann Coulter. Somebody on Twitter today put in a great tweet. It's a picture of two cities. Yeah, Ann Coulter tweeted this. It's a picture. It says Nagasaki. And there's a picture here of a gleaming, bright, brilliant, lit up city. With modern buildings everywhere. Nagasaki, 60 years after a nuclear bomb.
Right.
Then the picture underneath it, and you see blown apart buildings with no windows, fallen in roofs, trash and litter everywhere.
Mogadishu.
No. Detroit.
50 years after Black Day in July.
Detroit, 60 years after liberals took over.
Wow. Now that is, I've seen that. That is so powerful. I mean, they rebuilt Nagasaki. they rebuilt it within a decade into a progressive city.
Yeah. And the picture of Detroit, folks, looks like Nagasaki the day after the nuclear blast. So the very, very, very eloquent from Ann Coulter. Let's go to John in Missouri is waiting right after you. Alan in South Carolina first. Alan, what's on your mind, sir?
James, I first saw this latest brouhaha on the NBC Evening News with Lester Holt tonight. They played an audience. And here's the question. Are you telling me that this is something that the president said in the relative privacy of his own conference room and it was cattled to the Washington Post?
Yes, it was.
Oh, well, you know, this makes it even worse. This is one thing our friend Annie is missing. They were trying to give the impression by playing that audio that this is something that the president had made a public statement before a public audience or something.
Right. They're thinking that it's
so arrogant and so deceitful and so vicious, damn, hanging ain't good enough for them.
Right. They thought that, tisk, tisk, you know, the president uses some salty language to describe nations that are exactly what he described them as. I mean, that is a very scientifically accurate term for these countries. They thought, well, you know, we'll humiliate him. This is what Durbin thought, you know, with his comments. So on. That's right. He did not say this for public release. He said this in a private meeting with Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham. And a few patriotic senators were in there, too. And they were talking turkey. They were talking about, you know, he was expressing his real thoughts. And, of course, that's not for. So that's leaked. Durbin is leaking this to the Washington Post. But guess what? President Boomerang is going to boomerang on them once again. They try to embarrass him. It doesn't work. Wow. President Trump uses language just like all of us. My goodness, he's like all of us. He's one of us. And as John, our next caller, has said so eloquently, he's a real American. The first real American in our lifetimes elected to the presidency. Go ahead, Alan, and then we'll go to John in Missouri. Go ahead.
Well, I couldn't go to sleep and rest without knowing that impression I got was correct. So it was a tattletale, and it was private. I mean,
yes, it was private.
The American people see through that kind of garbage.
Well,
will tell us the truth, the NBC is going to lie and manipulate.
I'm
gone. Sleep.
Okay, Alan, just to comment on what you're saying, don't worry about the president's salty language. What we found out in this election is America loves him for saying what we think. It's not working anymore. The Democrats have lost their mojo. you can't you can't shame patriots with, you know, oh, you said a four-letter word. Yeah, I said a four-letter word. You want to hear it again?
You know, my first impression, James, was here is Lester Holt apologizing, mea culpa for repeating this and all that. And I said, it's nothing compared with the rap music that they broadcast every day. Hey, mama, I go kill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's serious. And I'm just so encouraged.
Good point, Colin.
I said that. I don't know what to do. Thanks.
Yeah, and Alan... you're right. Thank you. And what the Democrats and the left have been doing for decades on us, folks, they've been playing on our Puritan roots. You know, our Puritan roots. And I had five ancestors on the Mayflower. Our Puritan roots make us easily shameable. We're so prone to blaming ourselves and to attacking each other, and being morally self-righteous with each other and feeling guilt-ridden and so on. They've been playing us like a fiddle for decades, for at least half a century, and it's not working anymore. As I say, they've lost their mojo. whatever that is, I don't know what it is. They've lost their touch. Let's go to the great John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I'm not great. I'm just a regular person.
Well, this is the time of the regular person, and Donald Trump is our president. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just a Midwest farmer, James. And I stepped in what Donald was talking when I was down the barn earlier. It don't bother me.
John, let me tell you my story. John, I used to work at a horse farm south of Kansas City, and in the winter, when it gets, you know, all wet and so on out there in the paddocks with the horses, that substance you're talking about would be knee deep. And you'd sink down,
James,
to your knee. Yeah, go ahead.
I have fell backwards into that. You know, that's just how it is on a farm. You get used to it. So the little bit that Donald Trump could say, I mean, I fell into that stuff. It ain't all that bad.
No, it's not.
You know? Look, the Democrats, the people that don't like Donald are going to always not like Donald. Donald could walk down the street crapping out gold bars and they'd find something wrong with it, you know? There'd just be something wrong with it.
They'd better go off the gold standard to the silver standard.
he cut the taxes, and Walmart personnel, they got a raise starting in... In February, starting pay is $11 an hour. The CEO was on the radio. He said that it's no money out of their profits. It's just money that they're not sending to Washington. And they got 1.5 million employees or something like that. Now you multiply that times the raise. Yeah. I mean, just think all this money that's going back into circulation, as opposed to the government spending it or wasting it or giving it to people that don't deserve it.
Well, Donald Trump has pulled off a real negotiating coup here. He's got the races on. If you're a corporation and you're not giving a pay raise to your employees, well, you're cheap. You're lousy. So the companies are falling all over themselves. We better do something because we're starting to look bad here. This company gave a $2,000 bonus. This company over here gave a $4 a pay raise. So, exactly. It's happening all over the country. Thank you to Donald Trump. $7 trillion increase in stock portfolios, $2 an hour increase in your wages. Wow, that's, you know, for 1.5 million employees, that's $3 million an hour. That's pretty cool. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that goes back into circulation to help out Americans. You know, it's not going to the government so they can divvy it out to whoever and whatever they want. That's real big, you know. That's huge.
Yes. Well, we got some great stories here tonight, John. And Paul, don't you love these? I mean, this is what our president's doing for us. The James Woods story, that's beautiful. The pothole nations, oh, that's just beautiful. A salty meeting, I love it. Go ahead.
The language may offend the odd person, but most people know that over a drink with the boys, or around the office cooler if you're in a relatively free business. That's the way people talk. I mean, nobody seriously thinks that Haiti or Gabon or Honduras is the equal of, let's say, Britain or Italy or other half-decent places for immigration. I mean, the reason people are leaving countries like that is because they're failed states.
Nobody in private conversation, Paul. This is a group of I guess it was all men in the room. They don't say a word like lousy or crummy. How about crummy? He was supposed to use crummy, maybe. Come on, real men don't talk that way.
That's right.
Crummy. They go, what's wrong with this guy?
They don't talk like that out here.
Yeah. Hey, we got one more segment to go. Thank you, John, as always. We'll be back right after this break.
See you, James.
See ya.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed, folks. Let's rebuild America first. All from myself and you out there in the audience, we're busy doing that. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sundays, we're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, a two-hour show. And skip very few days. The Valiant Republic Broadcasting Network staff really just takes a couple days off a year. Let me reiterate some of the, you know, sort of the fundamentals of this show. You'll hear in the ad for the American Freedom Party, the phone number given there that you can call if you're interested in the American Freedom Party. Go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, just the name of the party plus U.S., with the article inserted in front. That's my phone number. Call at any time. And then also, the Republic Broadcasting Network. What is this? Is this just a shoutcast from somebody's basement? No. This is a real network, folks, in a real building in Austin, Texas, with real high-quality engineers who are paid. And that's exactly what we need. That's what Breitbart is all about. Breitbart is an effort to get the real news out there. John Stadtmiller is doing the same thing at Republic Broadcasting Network. And your support is all that makes these things possible. So send in some money. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Look at the buttons there and how you can contribute and contribute. Keep it going. In that vein, Paul, it's very good news. And even though Steve Bannon, hit a bump and he hit a bad bump in the road with the Michael Wolff book. And I'm sure he's going, man, why did I ever talk to that idiot? And I saw Michael Wolff on this horrible show with this horrible host of The View. I can't remember the name of these women, but the anyway, it'll come to me in a second here. But Michael Wolff was on there, and he said, I was just sitting on this couch month after month after month, hoping that nobody would say, hey, what's that guy doing here? Because that's what he was doing. He was just sitting there. Getting comment here, getting a comment there, all with the intent of trashing our president, and of course trashing Steve Bannon also. And that's a sad outcome for Steve Bannon. But he's done the right thing. He said, "I support Trump all the way. No bitterness." He lost his job, and now he's lost his position at Breitbart. And Breitbart, pretty much, again, they had not much choice there. But the good news, I'm going to get to the good news. What counts, and Steve Bannon would be the first to agree on this. What counts is the movement, and Breitbart is alive and well, and I'm sure Steve Bannon is happy about that. He will resurface. We'll see you all again on our next show tomorrow night. Thanks.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.